because this is really about them tonight. So we're going to talk tonight about lions. We're going to start by reading 1 Peter 5:8. We're going to start by reading a verse, 1 Peter 5:8. We'll see if my remote works. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." We're going to discover this passage tonight, and we're going to discover why it's so important that we have the Word of God in our lives. Let's bow for a word of prayer. We'll pray, and we'll get started. Heavenly Father, thank you for each and every one of these kids. Thank you that they have been working hard all year to learn the Word of God, to hide it in your heart. We know that you've told us in your Word to hide it in our hearts, to memorize it, to think about it, but to tuck it inside so when we need it, it's there. Lord, thank you for the power of your Word. Thank you for the power that you give us through the Holy Spirit when we're a Christian. Lord, pray that tonight we'll learn more, that we will be quick to remember when we need your defenses. In Jesus' name, amen. So we see a lion, and you know, we're going to talk a little bit about lions tonight. And as we look at that lion looks pretty peaceful, right? What's he doing? He's watching somebody over there. He's sitting back, and he's staring over there, and he's just waiting. He's just waiting for that person who's not paying attention. He's waiting for that one who's just not quite ready, because he's watching. And you know, we have a responsibility. If you're out hiking and you see one of those, what are you going to do? You're going to keep your eye on it for sure, right? You're going to know where it's at. You're going to know what it's doing. You're going to stay a long ways away. You're going to stay in the car. You're going to stay somewhere out of the way where it cannot get you. But the Bible tells us we're supposed to do a couple things to be ready, because Satan is there watching. He's there watching, and he's looking for an opportunity. Sometimes you go hiking in the mountains and just get a weird, eerie feeling. And I think some of you have been out hunting, some of you have been out hiking, some of you have been out riding bikes will understand this. All of a sudden, something in your body goes, "Look out." Hair goes up. And I remember hiking one time and feeling that just something's wrong. Every hair stands up. You feel something's wrong. And there's a mountain lion in a tree up above looking down. Not that far away. And your body says, "Whoa, look out." I don't know what I sensed about it. Somehow I must have seen it. I must have seen it in my peripheral vision, heard something. Something in my mind said, "Be careful. Something's out there." What I'm telling you tonight, kids, is that you got to be watching out. You got to be ready, because the devil is out there like a lion ready to attack you. And he's watching. And he's looking for an opportunity to come after you. He would love nothing more than to destroy one of you. So we have some things we need to do. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5, the first thing it says in verse 8 is that we are supposed to be sober. What's it mean? It says be sober. Be sober means to be steadfast. It means to be self-controlled. It means to be clear-minded. It means to be thinking straight. It means to be morally decisive. It means having a plan and knowing what you're going to do and doing it. It means you're not just out wandering around, looking at trees, not paying attention. You're out there with a purpose. You're going from here to here, and you're watching. You're paying attention. You're making sure that that lion's not watching you. You know that is a real threat, that there's a lion out there, and you're watching out for him. It's not talking about the guy in Proverbs that says, "Oh, I'm not getting out of bed this morning because there's a lion in the street." This is a brave, smart person who knows there might be a lion out there, but I can defeat him, so I'm going to go ahead and go. But I'm going to keep my eyes open. I'm going to watch where I'm going. I'm going to be paying attention. I'm going to be steadfast. I'm going to be self-controlled. I'm going to keep my mind clear. I'm going to look to Jesus, and I'm going to go on with my life. That's what it means to be sober. There's another lion. What's he doing? He's looking at these guys. I think he might think Mr. AJ looks tasty. I don't know. Oh, he's looking to eat somebody. The next step is we're supposed to be vigilant. We're supposed to be alert. We're supposed to be paying attention always, never, ever letting our guard down, ever. We're on guard. We're prepared. We are ready at all times because you know what? The reality is your adversary, the one who's out to chase you down, is out there. He's out there watching like a lion, ready to attack. And not just any lion. What kind of lion does it say it is? It's a roaring lion. And we're going to talk about that in a minute, but it's a roaring lion. And he's out and around, and he's looking for who he can devour. He's looking for somebody to kill. Not even eat him, just kill him. It's not about the food, it's about the killing. So here comes our hunter. He's looking. They got great senses. Lions can smell. They can hear. They can see really well.
They can see in the dark.
They can see well in the dark. And they blend right in. You see their colors? They blend right in with that tall grass. They blend right in. It looks nice and safe as you go walking through. What a beautiful day. See the birds. See the deer. See the antelope. You don't see the lion. You got to be on your guard because the lion's there. Who's an adversary? It says the adversary, the devil. He's your opponent. He's your competition. He's your enemy. Who is it? The Bible verse tells us who's our adversary in this verse. It says it's the devil, Satan. The Bible calls him a malicious slanderer. He's out there to destroy you, to tear you down, to make you doubt yourself, to make you doubt Jesus, to make you doubt your salvation, to make you doubt your security in Christ. He's out there to make you doubt your salvation. He's out there to make you doubt whether Jesus died for your sins. He's out there to make you doubt whether God created the world. Because if God didn't create the world, what difference does it make if I believe in God? He's out there to make you doubt these things. He's slandering God. He's slandering you. He's slandering your Savior. He's an accuser. Did you see what they did? Did you see that? They're not a very good person. God, did you see your child? Did you see them? Did you see what they did? They can't really be one of your children. God, did you see how they acted? Can you believe that? And you hear that and you go, wow. You know, I can't believe I did that. Maybe I'm not a Christian. Maybe I shouldn't live my life for Jesus. I'm just not cut out for this. It doesn't matter anyhow. You know, because I did something wrong, and I let God down, and I let my mom and dad down, and I let my brothers and sisters and my friends down. I should just give up. Because I messed up. God doesn't need me. That's what Satan tells you. God doesn't need you. You're just a kid. He's accusing you. He's telling you how bad you are. And sometimes, you know what the sad thing is, guys? Sometimes we listen to him. We get sucked into it. Instead of standing up against him. The Bible also calls him the evil one. Satan is evil. You know why Satan's evil? You know why Satan's evil? Because Satan said, I'm just as good as God. I don't need him. Who is he to tell me what to do? I don't need God. I'm a God. As a matter of fact, I'm awfully special. And you know what happened to him? He got kicked out of heaven. Why? Because of what? Anybody know why? Because of his pride. He was too good for God. That's another whole lesson we could learn tonight. That's another whole lesson. We're not going to learn that one tonight. So as we look at this, we see this lion. You see a lion up close and personal like that, and it's roaring like that. That is a scary thing. So we see the next one, and this is a blank, guys. He's a roaring lion. Out there making a lot of noise. He's out there letting you know, I'm hungry. He's out there looking for his prey. He's out there trying to be intimidating. You hear a lion roar, you get what? Scared. You ever been outside and you hear a dog bark and you don't know where it is and it sounds like a mean dog and you don't know if it's in a fence or not? Is it a little scary? It can be, right? Now imagine something as big as a lion. And it's roaring and it's from here back to where the sound booth is and it's right there and it's roaring loud and it's circling around you, making a bunch of noise. It's just a little bit intimidating. It's a little bit scary. It's also really dangerous. A hungry lion is a really, really dangerous lion. When it's out hungry, it will go after anything for food. You know what else it's doing when it's roaring? It's calling for backup. It's calling the other lions. It's saying, hey, hey, I found some prey. I found somebody we can take down, guys. We can get them. Did you know when they go after a herd of antelope, and there's 100 antelope and there's one lion? If all those antelope went after that lion, who would win? The antelope could win, right? There's 100 of them. They all have horns and they're kind of sharp, right? You all seen those African antelope that have sharp horns? If they all attacked the lion at the same time, they could win, couldn't they? But instead, they get scared because the lion's mean. He's scary. And he's got friends. And now there's four or five lions. And pretty soon they start trying to work it around. Pretty soon they've taken it and they've picked the one that they think is trouble or they think he's weak or they think he's scared. Pretty soon they pull him over and they pull him over and they pull him off to the side. And pretty soon all the other ones are over there and then there's just one right here. Is that a good thing?
No.
It's not a good thing at all because that lion's going to win. And we see this lion. And the next part of the verse says he walketh about. This lion doesn't just stay put watching for other people to come to him. The Bible says he's a walking lion. He's roaming. He's out looking for trouble. Satan doesn't just sit out waiting off the side of heaven that he got thrown out. He is out actively looking to cause trouble. He's out actively looking to cause doubt. He's out actively looking to attack one of Jesus' children. He's out actively looking to tear you down. He's out actively looking to destroy God's plan. He's out actively looking. He thought he won. We sang earlier the power of the cross before you guys came in. He thought he won when Jesus died on the cross. But he didn't win. But he's out looking for trouble. And if he thought that he could take out Jesus, do you think you are any match for the devil? It's a scary, scary thing. He's out hunting for prey. He's not just sitting back waiting for prey to come to him. He's out looking for you. Satan is out looking for you. Because if he can get you now while you're little, he doesn't have to worry about a big Christian. He got you when you're little. He's looking for weak prey. He's looking for the one that's discouraged, frustrated, down. He's looking for them. Maybe they have sadness. Maybe they lost a friend. Maybe they lost a family member. Maybe somebody that they love died. And you know what? They start wondering, is God real? And he comes after that person. Because he knows they're an easier target. And like I said before, he's out looking for you. Satan wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy each of you. He wants to destroy each of us. There is not a Christian alive that Satan does not want to destroy, like a hungry lion going after a bunch of weak sheep. And if you don't watch out, that was the nicest picture I could find. But you see this blood right there? I should have put some of the other pictures up. I really should have. Because there's some pictures of lions ripping that thing apart. Absolutely destroying it. He's out seeking whom he may devour and eat. And pretty soon all that's left is a skeleton of somebody who once was alive. He's a ravaging lion. Satan is ruthless. Satan is out to injure. Satan is out to destroy. Satan is out to kill. That is what Satan's goal is in his life. And he knows that his time is limited. Satan knows he doesn't have forever, so he's got to work fast. So he works hard to figure out a way to take you guys out. So with all that said, what do we do? How can you defeat the lion? Satan is huge. He's powerful. He is a spirit. He can go from all over the place. He can go from heaven back to earth again. He can show himself as a person. He can disappear. He is a powerful, powerful, powerful angel who has fallen. And it's kind of like this guy. He's got a little tiny spear and a stick and a big, skinny, hungry, angry, man-eating lion that probably ate somebody from his village coming after him. And what's he going to do? He's going to put that spike right through its head. At least he hopes so, and so do we. I don't have the next picture to see what happened. So we don't know. But when I look at those odds, I don't know, Mr. Crabtree, does that look very good odds to you?
No.
Just saying, I'll take my 10 millimeter or my 45 any day, and I still don't like my odds against a lion. That is a scary, scary position to be in. So how can you defeat the lion? Oh, good, I'm glad you don't know. They said, let's find out. Verse 9 tells us, and I'm not going to read it because we're running a little behind tonight, but I'll tell you. Verse 9 says we need to be steadfast in the faith. Being steadfast in the faith means that we're strong in the faith. You are rooted like a big, strong tree that when the wind blows, it doesn't tip over. You have a good footing. See this guy right there? See his feet are firmly planted? He is steadfast. He is planted. He is ready. That lion thinks he's going to knock him over. That lion's about to have a very painful experience happen to his head. I mean, you look at the point on that thing. He's ready. And he knows it. Does that guy look scared to you?
No.
He doesn't look scared at all. He looks like he's about to kill a lion. And he knows what he's doing. Does that look like that's the first time he's ever done that?
No.
I don't think it's the first time he's ever done that. Do you think he knows what the danger is?
Yes.
He knows what the danger is. He's willing to take the risk. He's willing to take a stand because maybe standing back over behind him, his family's back there. Maybe his children are back there. Maybe his friends are back there. And that lion's coming after him. And so he's willing to stand. Why? Because you can't do it alone, guys. You cannot do it alone. But we know that we have somebody who stands with us. We know, and you guys know, that you have learned about this person who was sent from heaven, who was born from a virgin, who grew up and never sinned, who lived a perfect life, who performed miracles, who was nailed to a cross and died, who was put in the ground, who rose again, who is now seated at the right hand of God. We have somebody standing next to us. God will help us. We have a resource in Jesus Christ. We have a resource in God. In verse 10 it says, "But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." It tells us that God has sent his son Jesus, not just to the world, but he's there individually for you. If you believe in him, if you accept him as your Savior, he is there with you to help fight this battle. God sent him to be your strength with you. You can't do it alone. You cannot do it alone. So let me tell you, when you have the lion attacking you, When Satan comes and attacks you, kids, because I can guarantee you, if you look over at the adults over here and ask them, have you ever experienced Satan attacking you? They're going to tell you yes. They're going to tell you yes. So when you know that Satan is attacking you, the first thing you need to do is pray. Jesus and God are there to protect and help you. They have promised to do that. You need to read your Bible. When you feel that Satan is coming after you, that is not the time to run and hide. That is the time to run to the Word of God, because we know that the Word of God is quick. The Word of God is powerful. We know the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. We know that the Word of God is able to destroy Satan. You can't. You can't. But God can. Part of that is memorizing verses. Because what happens when Satan attacks you and you don't have your Bible with you? What happens? You start quoting verses. Because the Word of God is powerful. The Word of God will protect you. The Word of God can protect me. There is nothing that we can do without Jesus Christ to protect us against Satan. There is nothing. Nothing at all. So what I would tell you guys is know that it is real. The threat is real. The enemy is real. The enemy is dangerous. He's a roaring lion. He's a roaming lion. He's a ravaging lion. He would love nothing better than to eat you for dinner. But also know that God will protect you. Know that God will strengthen you. We can't do it alone. So how do we get ourselves right with God? We pray. We seek His help. We seek Him as our Savior. We seek Him as our protector, as our friend, as our guide. And God will protect you. Secondly, we read the Bible. The more Word of God goes in, the stronger your shield becomes. The stronger your armor becomes. The stronger your faith becomes. And lastly, memorize the Word, because there is going to be a time in your life when you don't have the Word of God, when you don't have your Christian friends, when you are down and out all by yourself, and you need help. And the Lord says, call unto me and I will hear you. And you do. And He gives you a verse that says that He'll help you. And you remember it. And you remember that, boy, the Bible says the Word of God is powerful. God is more powerful than Satan. You know, the Bible said something about Satan's going to get tied up and chained up and thrown in a pit. God, help me. You can help me win. And you become strong. You become confident. And you become able to defeat the attacks of Satan in your life. So when you come to Awana and you memorize your verses in Sparks and in TNT, and as adults, when you study the Word of God, when you memorize the Word of God, you are preparing yourself for battle with the devil. You're preparing to protect yourself from the lion. You're going to be able to withstand the attacks that come at you. And when you come through those attacks, you get closer to God. You get stronger. You become more mature Christians. And you know what? You can tell others then about how God saved you. And He makes a difference in their life too. It's pretty amazing. So as we think about this, you know, there's two sides of this. Satan's like a lion. But you know, there's another side of it too that I wanted to end with this, because you can be like a lion. You can be bold. You can be strong. You can be brave. You can be ready. You can be the one that nobody else can take out. But you can't do it alone. You cannot do it alone. I'm going to ask Pastor to come. We're going to pray as he's on his way up. Bow your head. Close your eyes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for our lesson tonight. Thank you for this passage that's so vivid and so clear and so easy to understand. Lord, thank you that we have help in this battle. Thank you for each of these children who's taken the time and the effort to hide the Word of God in their heart. Lord, thank you for each adult here. I pray that we would be as diligent as these kids at learning 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 verses this year to protect ourselves from the attacks we face. In Jesus' name, amen.